Good morning from Bill Lynch. This is Frank Sedapenny with the CBS World News Roundup. Investigators don't seem close to finding John Doe number two, but the legion of lookalike second suspects picked up and then let go in connection with the Oklahoma City bombing is growing. Attorney General Reno says that's how police work goes.
It is a disappointment that John Doe two has not been identified or taken into custody, but it is also important that people who are not guilty, who are not implicated, are quickly clarified as such, and so I'm glad that that process worked where those very unusual coincidences took place.
Last night, an Ohio hitchhiker turned in by a suspicious motorist was questioned and released. An Australian matching the FBI suspect sketch claims he and his girlfriend were pulled from a car with Oklahoma license plates by police in Ontario and forced to the pavement at gunpoint. They were released with an apology. On last night's ABC News Nightline broadcast, Robert Jacks spoke bitterly of how he and traveling companion Gary Land were picked up at a Missouri hotel earlier this week.
All these morons had to do, and this is what they were morons, you know, ruled by morons, was call that room. I'm a 60-year-old man. You can look at me. I weigh about 160 pounds. Have me walk outside the room, have Gary walk out there, and they could have restrained us. Instead, we got shotguns staring us in the face. We haven't done anything, you know, and I don't feel too good about this.
But Jacks told the Washington Post a different story, saying the FBI treated him beautifully. He's quoted as saying the agents were just doing their job. In Oklahoma City, the search for bombing victims is winding down. Dave Felling has that.
The fire chief says that the building has now become so unstable that they're going to have to reassess whether they can even continue with the search. The danger being posed by some of the falling debris, collapsing debris, outweighs any benefit of trying to find any more of the victims' bodies, at least for now.
Another victim was pulled from the wreckage this morning, raising the confirmed death toll to 147. William Wilcoxon, the man who received nurse Rebecca Anderson's heart after she was killed during the recovery work, died yesterday when he developed a lung infection. Customs agents who raided a Santa Clara import business hit pay dirt. Agent Donald Cunningham says they found enough contraband assault-style ammunition to fill 10 rail cars.
Our follow-up investigation led us to believe that there might be something improper with the way the merchandise was imported.
How much detail can you give us in terms of the manner in which it was brought in?
Well, we're alleged it was brought in with probably false documents.
So far, no one has been arrested. Five Australian Defense Department employees were suspended after police linked them to a stash of weapons and ammunition. Brigadier Adrian DeHage describes them as sharing some of the sentiments of American militia leaders.
They hold extreme right-wing views. They are, you could probably describe them as being anti-democracy. They have a philosophy that espouses no taxes.
Correspondent James Hattori has learned that a man accused in the World Trade Center attack was able to bring a bomb to the Manila Park where Pope John Paul was speaking last January and had plans to kill countless Americans.
CBS News has learned new details about Ramzi Youssef's terrorist plot in Manila, an ambitious and sinister plan which targeted not just the Pope, but thousands of American lives. At an apartment Youssef rented in Manila, police found bomb components, maps of the Pope's movements, and a computer. Authorities say the computer files spelled out a scheme to place bombs in 11 U.S. jumbo jets over 3 days in January. Intelligence sources say five of Youssef's operatives were to board planes in Asia, place bombs in the lavatories, then get off at an intermediate stop. The final destinations included Honolulu, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. A grand scheme masterminded by Youssef, according to Edwin Angeles, former Islamic terrorist who trained with Youssef.
They believe that the root of all evil is America.
Terrorists sometimes have grander plans than they can carry out. Still, those who fight terrorism say there's no overestimating zealots bent on a holy mission with the firepower, the will, and the opportunity to strike anywhere in the world. James Hattori, CBS News, Manila.
California governor and possible Republican presidential candidate Pete Wilson, a staunch advocate of stricter immigration controls, confirms he employed an illegal alien in the 1970s and failed to pay the housekeeper's Social Security taxes. Wilson's former wife says the oversight was her fault. The governor promises to pay back taxes. The legal fur is flying at O.J. Simpson's murder trial, but David Dow reports that not all the punches are connecting.
He has conceded the handling of evidence against O.J. Simpson could have been better in some ways, but on the witness stand, senior police chemist Gregory Matheson has appeared confident and forthcoming. with the personal armor to resist the pounding two crime lab colleagues took from free-swinging defense lawyers. Meanwhile, Matheson's cross-examiner, Robert Brazier, is taking some hits himself from a growingly impatient Judge Ito.
How often does it occur in your lab?
I don't know.
Do you keep those kind of records?
Sustained. Let's move on to something else. I think we've exhausted this.
Today, Brazier may try to take aim at Matheson's most dramatic testimony in 3 days on the witness stand, that a blood drop at the murder scene matches Simpson's blood type, a type shared by just one of every 200 persons. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
May 4th, 1970. It was a spring day just like today on a relatively obscure Ohio college campus.
Leave this area immediately.
The seconds that followed those orders from National Guardsmen directed at students protesting the U.S. invasion of Cambodia made Kent State a name everyone in America knew. When the shooting stopped, 13 students lay wounded, 4 fatally. National Guard Brigadier General Robert Canterbury defended the decision to shoot.
These Guardsmen considered that their lives were in danger, which in fact was the case.
CBS News correspondent Robert Shackney got a different account from students.
My best friend was murdered by the National Guard.
How did it start? Do you have any idea?
Well, yeah, the pigs opened fire on us.
Well, they were going up the hill.
Bullets against rocks.
And the National Guard turned around and opened fire. Nothing happened previous to that. Nobody had fired at the National Guard beforehand.
Professor Jerry Lewis, a faculty member then and now, is among the former students and others who took part in a candlelight vigil early this morning at the spot where the shootings took place.
The students are showing us respect to those of us who want to go through this remembering and commemorating process, and many are participating. I don't hear things like, oh, let's forget about it, let's put it aside, it's well way past that. I don't hear that at all.
Former student Joe Lewis wonders if the real story of Kent State has been told.
I hope that all the facts would come out, but I'm not sure that's happened yet. And when that happens, I think that there would be some kind of closure.
The vigil will end at 12:24 this afternoon, the time of the shooting 25 years ago, with a bell tolling once for each person who was shot. Russia is pledging not to help Iran develop atomic weapons, but says it will not bow to U.S. pressure to scrap the sale of nuclear technology to that country. But the White House this morning still held out hope that when President Clinton talks with Boris Yeltsin in Moscow next week, he'll be able to persuade the Russian president to at least scale down the deal with Iran. In the latest drug industry consolidation forced by the need to cut costs, Michigan-based Marion Merrill Dow has agreed to a takeover by Germany's Herx AG at $7 billion. On Wall Street, the Dow is unchanged. It's 10 past.